Hey team, welcome back to the show. Today it is Coach Andrea and I, and we are going to be kicking off a new series called the Female Body Recomposition Blueprint. Basically, this is going to be around how to build muscle and lose fat at the same time, specific to women. Of course, we work with primarily women, so I'm really excited to dig into this series. You probably heard a lot of people say you have to either lose fat or build muscle. You can't do both at the same time, when that is very much not true. In reality, most of the clients we work with, again, we work with almost exclusively women, especially when you start coaching, will typically see a pretty drastic body recomposition, right? So really, and again, this isn't enough for us to cover in one episode. I know we've done like single episodes on body recomposition in the past. We've never done a deep dive. So I really want to dig into this because and really make this specific to, again, who we typically work with, which would be, you're probably a female between 25 and I would say like 45 to 50, probably already spent a decent amount of time in the gym. You probably track your macros or like pay attention to your nutrition. You probably already feel like you're working pretty hard, but for some reason, you're just not seeing the results of all your hard work reflected in the mirror, right? So basically, this is going to be a series. It's a deep dive solving that problem. Before we get into kind of what is body recomposition and kind of the evidence for it, anything else that you want to add to that, Andrea?
It's there for a while. It was kind of like a common thing online to see people like discrediting body recomposition. Mm-hmm. Like saying it's kind of ridiculous. Like, no, you have to be eating this way to build fat or to build muscle. You have to be eating this way to lose fat. But I was seeing it in a ton of my clients. And so I was almost like, am I like kidding myself here? Am I not seeing the muscle that I think I'm seeing here? Or like, what is going on? Why am I seeing this with all my clients, but everyone says that this isn't possible? And so it's kind of cool to see that sort of turnaround with the studies that have come out and things like that. And just the fact that, like, at this point, I've been doing it for many, many years longer and have more of that anecdotal evidence. And it's like, yeah, I mean, once you put all of the pieces together, you definitely can see really good body recomposition results, just doing the right things for long enough. So I'm excited to get into it. I think it's going to help our target audience quite a bit.
Absolutely. And yeah, it has been, there's definitely been a shift. Now there's definitely a crowd who, hey, it's probably not productive for you to chase body recomposition, but we'll dig into that a little bit more. And really, this first episode is just going to be about understanding body recomposition, what it is, the different types of it, and who it's possible for. And then over the next few episodes of the series, we're going to dig into basically the foundational principles to put yourself in the best position to achieve the best body recomposition. So basically optimizing your hormones, your thyroid, things of that nature, optimizing your nutrition for body recomposition, right? Like, how quickly should we lose fat? What should our intake be? Optimizing the way you're fueling yourself around your training, your micronutrients, things like calorie cycling, refeed days, etc. Digging into your training, cardio, supplementation, right? So again, this first episode is going to kind of be a high level, kind of basically giving the listener a high level understanding of body recomposition. And then over the next few episodes of the series, we'll really dig into the X's and O's a bit more. So let's kick it off with just defining what body recomposition is. So the most common definition for body recomposition would be building muscle and losing fat at the same time. But really what I would say is body recomposition would be improving the ratio of lean mass to fat mass, or improving the ratio of muscle mass to fat mass, right? Because, and we'll talk about this a little bit more, that could also be, hey, maybe you didn't actually lose fat, but you built muscle and thus your body fat percentage has decreased. We still effectively achieve body recomposition, right? But so again, like the definition I like to go with is improving the ratio of fat mass to, improving the ratio of muscle mass to fat mass. And again, so many people, I'm surprised even a lot of times, like this will come up with clients. I was just having this conversation with one of my clients a few weeks ago. She mentioned, hey, I've noticed I built a good amount of muscle. I've gotten a lot stronger, but I've also been losing weight. I've gotten quite a bit leaner. I used to always think that like this wasn't possible. Even in like until like very recently, I thought this wasn't possible. Can you like explain what's going on here? And we worked through this, but Again, it is something that is very feasible. First, we have a lot of scientific evidence that does support the fact that body recomposition is doable. And some, I chose a couple studies here that are especially relevant to our clientele. So first was a study titled Effects of High versus Low Protein Intake on Body Composition and Maximal Strength in Aspiring Female Physique Athletes Engaging in an 8-Week Resistance Training Program. So here, like what I was looking at was primarily research that would be on individuals who are already trained, right? Not like, hey, I'm brand new to the gym. Like anyone who's brand new to the gym or brand new to like hypertrophy training, probably going to be pretty easy to see body recomposition. But again, we typically work with someone who's a little bit more like intermediate. And thus I wanted to choose research that's more relevant to that crowd. So again, this study was done in 2018 and it was spearheaded by Bill Campbell, who's been on the podcast before, Lauren Conlon, who's also been on the podcast before, and Brad Schoenfeld. And it was designed to look at what difference a high versus a low protein intake would have on body composition in female figure competitors. Now, because you're a figure competitor, this doesn't necessarily mean that you are like training intelligently or doing like taking an intelligent approach to your nutrition. But we can probably assume this is someone who was pretty mindful of their nutrition and their training already, and at very least working hard, right? Now, in this study, the high protein group lost 2.42 pounds of fat mass on average and added 4.6 pounds of lean mass on average across 8 weeks. Now, again, these individuals were aspiring figure competitors, not pure beginners to training or nutrition. So they definitely achieved a pretty impressive body recomposition during that time. Study number two was titled Body Recomposition: Can Trained Individuals Build Muscle and Lose Fat at the Same Time? Again, can trained individuals build muscle and lose fat at the same time? Now, this was an article by Chris Barakat, who's one of the top researchers in the field of body recomposition, where he broke down much of the current literature we have that resulted in body recomposition to figure out if a quote unquote more intermediate or advanced person could still see body recomposition. And I just pulled this quote directly from the conclusion, but what he said was, despite the common belief that building muscle and losing fat at the same time is only plausible in novice/obese individuals, the literature provided supports that trained individuals can also experience body recomposition. Individuals' training status, the exercise interventions, and their baseline body composition can influence the magnitude of muscle gain and fat lost. Resistance training coupled with dietary strategies has been shown to augment this phenomenon. In addition, there seems to be confounding non-training/nutrition variables such as sleep, hormones, and metabolism that can significantly influence these adaptations. Thus, coaches and practitioners must self-audit their current approach, determine how they can improve their training and nutritional regimen on an individual basis, and implement evidence-based strategies to optimize body recomposition. So basically, this article took a deep dive into the pre-existing research and showed us many examples of where individuals who had already been training and following a decent nutrition protocol are suddenly losing fat and building muscle, basically seeing body recomposition when they start paying attention to more advanced strategies, right? So things like nutrient timing, the way we're fueling around your training, your macro ratios rather than just like calories and protein, smarter training protocols, etc. And we've definitely seen some anecdotal evidence of this in clients as well. Again, we see this constantly. Like a few examples we've shared just very recently, like Janae is someone who comes to mind, right? Where like I shared a post the other day where, hey, Janae is 2 pounds heavier now than when she started coaching with you, Andrea, but she's a lot leaner. She's leaner, she's more muscular, and she's actually built so much muscle that she's 2 pounds heavier than she was when she started. Another client that comes to mind is Laura, Laura's from France, right?
Italy.
That's right. But like, I know she got a lot leaner. How much weight did she lose?
She lost about 8 pounds. So it wasn't super significant on the scale. And I might be getting that wrong because she was in kilos. but I'm pretty sure it was about 8 pounds, but she looks so much leaner. And she did put on, she had a good amount of muscle to start with. But she did add some as well. Yeah.
And another example that comes to mind is like my client Heather, who I just shared, she's lost, I believe she lost like 16-ish pounds in our first fat loss phase, but she's also gotten so much stronger and built so much muscle. And I'll link like the posts that I'm mentioning here. I'll link all three of those up in the show notes so you can go check it out, where we talk a little bit more about what we did in each individual scenario. But point being, body recomposition, both in the literature and with clients, is something that we see constantly. And then finally, to kind of just explain why body recomposition is something that is very doable, we know that to build muscle, you must store energy and protein, right? To lose fat, you must burn energy. But well, you must be in a calorie deficit. So basically eating fewer calories than you're burning to lose fat. This doesn't mean you need to be in an energy surplus. So basically eating more calories than you're burning to build muscle, right? That's one of the biggest mistakes people make, is again, like thinking of them as the same process, right? So like the opposite must be true. So if I'm losing, I need to be in a calorie deficit. Yes, to lose fat, we do need to be in a calorie deficit. But building muscle isn't the same process by any means. It's an entirely different process happening in entirely different cells. Building muscle is versus losing fat, right? So it's interesting how people like, well, thus, because we have to be in a deficit to lose fat, we have to be in a surplus to build muscle, when again, they're two entirely separate processes, right? So it's interesting how people kind of look at that and misconstrue that. Again, to quote Chris Barakat, he's someone who in the past I talked to about and learned from quite a bit when it comes to body recomposition. Our skeletal muscle and fat tissue are two different functioning compartments of your body, which signal different metabolic processes that require different amounts of energy, totally independent of one another. Although we have a pretty good understanding of the energy cost of fat tissue, i.e. 3,500 calorie deficit equals about 1 pound of fat mass lost, we do not fully know the involved energy cost to build skeletal muscle. So basically the point of all this is, building muscle in a calorie deficit is very possible, or building muscle without gaining fat is very possible. But adequate protein and the proper training stimulus is a must. So before we move on, anything else that you want to add to all that, Andrea?
I don't think so.
Okay. But really, I think the most important thing to kind of gather here to sum all this up is, in all cases, there are a few key levers we can pull that typically cause body recomposition. And we're going to cover each of these much more in depth later. But basically it is, and again, like we'll just relay this back to our clients, because we see this in almost every client who starts with us. And again, it is incredibly rare that someone starts with us who isn't already training, who isn't already paying attention to their nutrition or tracking their food, at least semi-consistently. But again, it's by adding in more advanced strategies, by getting a little bit more in depth and individualized with the way we're approaching things, we can almost always see body recomposition, right? But things like, we're putting more focus on things like optimizing hormone health, proper nutrient timing, peri-workout nutrition timing, a smarter approach to your training, balancing training with nutrition protocols and recovery capacity, proper management of cardio, proper management of your life stressors outside of just your training and nutrition, and understanding the synergy between all those things. Again, when we put focus on these things, a lot of people, even those who have already been in the gym, even those who aren't obese, can see body recomposition. Anything else to add there before we move into the different types of body recomp?
I mean, yeah, this is why we're always talking about these things and talk about like why all of these matter, because there are so many people saying, well, nutrient timing doesn't matter, or like as long as you're hitting your calories, that's like all you need to lose body fat. And while that's technically true, you also can see such a better body composition change if we do nail all of those quote unquote minor details. And that's the reason that we see body composition improvement so often, and we're able to see a little bit of muscle gain through a fat loss phase, or better body recomp through the different phases, because we do focus on those details that people are most likely leaving out before they get started with us.
Absolutely. So let's dig into the different types of body recomp, and very relevant to what you were just talking about. Again, I think it's easy to look at this as, imagine there are a bunch of essential levers we can pull that will stimulate further change, right? Each of these is a lever that will stimulate change in your physique. And very rare is it that everyone has pulled all these levers, right? So because of this, there's almost always something we can do to create like kind of this body recomposition effect. Now, depending on where you're at, what those levers are that we might focus on will also vary, right? But because of this, there are several different types of body recomposition that we can achieve. There's going to be three primary types of body recomp that we'll see. And again, the primary levers we can pull here are typically going to be better training, better approach to nutrition, improving health, basically creating a more responsive body, better synergy between the way we're approaching your training and nutrition, and using a phasic approach rather than always staying in one phase. But to get into the three most common types of body recomposition we see, number one is going to be you lose fat and build muscle at the same time. So again, when you say recomposition, when you say body recomposition, losing fat, building muscle at the same time, this is typically what people think of. But again, it's not the only way this occurs. Now, in this situation, oftentimes measurements will decrease drastically and weight will also decrease a pretty considerable amount, but most women will find they achieve their goal physique still at a heavier weight than expected. But again, this is one where we probably are in a deficit through most of this phase, right? We probably are losing body fat, a considerable amount of body fat through most of this phase, but we're also seeing a good amount of muscle being added to your frame. And we most often see this in women that have A, consistently been in the gym, but are more focused on burning calories. So maybe you're doing something like Orange Theory, F45, or just spending time on the Peloton. So basically you're missing the proper training stimulus for muscle growth. B, are typically likely mindful of their diet and maybe you eat mostly clean, but haven't consistently tracked your macros. In this case, again, well, you might be like eating healthy foods. We're still missing the stimulus that you need for fat loss. This can also happen to detrained women. So if it was like, hey, you used to have a lot more muscle, but maybe again, like postpartum, this happens a lot, right? With like, hey, I was a coach myself. I know you work with a lot of clients in this realm. Like maybe I was a coach myself, had a child. Of course, like that is a drastic change. But because of that, like I had a lot more muscle, maybe I lost a good amount of it. Then like bouncing back, then regain that very quickly. I can also lose body fat at a good rate. We'll typically see some pretty impressive body recompositions there. But in this situation, because you're missing both these stimuli, both the nutrition for fat loss and the training for muscle growth, we can see pretty drastic changes in both directions at the same time, which is super cool. The second scenario for body recomposition is you might not lose much weight or even body fat, but you gain a lot of muscle. So I always use the example, let's say you weigh 140 pounds with 30 pounds of fat and 110 pounds of lean mass. So you're 21.5% body fat over a 6-month building phase. Let's say you go through a lean gains phase, you add 6 pounds of muscle. You end the phase with, let's say you were able to add like 6 pounds of pure muscle. You end the phase, you didn't lose a single ounce of fat, you didn't gain a single ounce of fat. So you end the phase at 146 pounds with 30 pounds of fat and 126 pounds of lean mass. So now you're 20.5% body fat. So we lost 1% body fat despite not actually losing a single ounce of fat because the ratio of muscle to fat has improved. You will look leaner. And again, we'll most often see this in women that are already pretty lean. So the fat loss stimulus of a calorie deficit was likely already in place, right? Like for you, getting leaner isn't a problem. But the biggest catalyst for change and like making your physique look even leaner still was building more muscle. Similar to the first example, this type of clientele typically hasn't had the proper training stimulus and also often wasn't doing a good job fueling themselves for muscle growth, especially around training, right? So this is like they talk about that under fueling versus under eating. And a lot of people like thinking they're under eating when they're actually under fueling. So maybe it's like you're starving yourself all week, overdoing it on the weekends. Maybe you're doing things like going into your training fasted, training early in the morning, but not eating until like noon, right? Or most of your calories come like after dinner or dinner and like the next couple hours after when we're training in the mornings, we're just doing a poor job, like setting ourselves up for the best training and the best recovery by shifting that. We can see big changes here. Or maybe you're just under eating protein and carbs. Again, I think like Janae is a great example of this where she looks a lot leaner now. I don't know. Like, do you think she's actually lost a lot of body fat? Because again, she looks leaner, but she's also 2 pounds heavier. Do you think she's actually lost a lot of body fat or has she just built a lot of muscle?
I think she's lost some body fat, but gained a significant amount of muscle.
It was more so the muscle gain, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's what's made the biggest visual difference, because she didn't have that very much muscle to start with. She also didn't have a ton of body fat. Right. She was just fairly thin, but then adding that muscle completely changed her look.
And this is, again, like, I would say this is honestly the most common client avatar that we see, and like the most common form of body recomposition that we see. The first being the second most common, but, and again, like, who actually, we'll dig into this in a moment, but I think it is important to understand that aspect as well. So finally, you build a smaller amount of muscle and lose a lot of fat. So even if you just build a bit of muscle, but lose a considerable amount of fat, you'll still see an impressive body recomposition. So we most often see this in women that A, have been following a smart training program for quite some time and training hard, but haven't been neglecting their nutrition, or maybe you're just coming out of a building phase where we did gain a little bit of body fat. Now, typically, you'll already be very strong, understand hypertrophy training well, again, be good at pushing close to failure, but maybe you don't feel like you look the part of someone who trains as hard as you do. And again, and I've talked about this before, but it seems like a lot of new clients think they're in this camp where they start, and like on the initial call, I'd be like, oh, I have a lot of muscle. I have a ton of muscle. I just need to like lose like 5 pounds and uncover it. And again, this is like no fault of your own. If you are like, if you're a client, you've like, I've kind of realized this might be the camp that you're in. Again, it's very, very common, but a lot of times people don't have as much muscle as they think they do. Oftentimes people don't train. Almost always people don't train nearly as hard as they think they do. So there's oftentimes a lot left on the table there. And again, like I would say this is, I think most people think this is the camp that they're going to be in with like, hey, I have a lot of muscle. I just need to lose like 5 to 10 pounds of fat and I'm going to cover that. I'm going to be jacked and shredded. I remember thinking that going into my first photo shoot too. I've been there. And then I was like, what? I have to lose like 35, 40 pounds. I thought I was going to have to lose like 10 pounds. So I've been there myself, but again, honestly, very, very, very few people are in this camp. When I've talked about this, I would say the only two people who fall into this camp that I immediately come to mind that I've worked with are both coaches on our team now, Natalie and Tass. Natalie and Tass, both like, it's like, okay, you guys are genuinely already jacked upon us working together. But here, the ceiling for muscle gain, well, also losing fat is lower thanks to the fact that you have so much training experience. So again, like as we build more muscle, it gets harder to continue to add more. So thus we may get to the point where, hey, for us to effectively add tissue at a decent rate, we need to truly be in a calorie surplus. But in this case, since you already have a lot of muscle, getting leaner will uncover all the muscle you've worked so hard to build over the last few years. Before we get into who shouldn't attempt body recomposition, Andrea, anything else you want to add to all that?
I don't think so, because I think we'll get into anything that I would start in on here.
Absolutely. Okay. So I think that one of the most important variables here is understanding which type applies to you. Because most people kind of mistype themselves. Again, as I mentioned, a lot of people think they have a lot more muscle than they do. I just need to lose 5 to 10 pounds and I'm really shredded and jacked. It's rarely the case when someone tells me they think that's rarely how it actually plays out. Similarly, I would say, again, most of the clients that we work with fall into that second category, where in that case, oftentimes, like for Janae, the majority of you guys' work together has been with her at maintenance or in a slight surplus, right? Eating more food rather than trying to diet. Now, I think it's incredibly common that type of clientele, again, like this seems to be a lot more of the clients that we work with, already very lean. And you think, okay, I just need to continue to get leaner. I need to continue to diet. And that is going to be the thing that's going to create this body recomposition effect that I want. Where like in Janae's case, if you guys would have continued to chase fat loss, if you would have like kept her in a deficit throughout that entire time, she wouldn't have been nearly as well fueled. She wouldn't have been able to add all the muscle tissue that she's had. Now, if she had like 20 to 30 pounds of body fat to lose, that may have been a different situation. But again, in that case, I find that almost always like that type of clientele, like letting go of under eating is, or under fueling rather, is oftentimes so hard. But, and very often that type will mistype themselves as like, I'm that person who can like continue to lose fat and build muscle. But you need to be realistic with yourself as far as like, if you're already a very lean person, that might not be what we need. Again, I would say, like, when it comes to the third type of, hey, we probably just need to lose, we probably just need to lose a little bit of body fat. We're probably not going to build a ton of muscle in this phase. That's pretty damn rare. I would say probably, unless you're someone who's been working with a coach, you've been dialed in for a very long period of time, probably a lot less likely. But I mean, from there, I really think for almost everyone listening to this, body recomposition is possible. I would say the only people who, it's again, just understanding the specific type that we're chasing, right? Because you can for sure fall into one of these three categories. I would say the only person, the only category who I think this isn't as applicable for, and hey, is probably not as effective to chase this. Like, I think you or I, we could still achieve like some body recomposition if that's what we were chasing. But we're also at the point where, hey, we've been coached. Like, I don't think there's been a stretch where either of us haven't been coached. And like last, I know for me, it's been since 2018. It's been pretty similar for you, right?
Yeah.
Where we've been working with coaches like that entire time. We've been very dialed in on our training, our nutrition that entire time. Now, we could probably still chase some body recomposition and see some very slow recomp happen if we wanted to. But realistically, it's just a much slower path than, hey, at a certain point, it gets to the point where, hey, if the quickest rate of progress across the course of the year is our main concern, probably more effective to move through like a building phase and a fat loss phase versus like trying to spend. And again, like recomp isn't separate from those phases, right? Recomp can happen in fat loss. Recomp can happen in a building phase. But for like in our case, it's probably more realistic to, hey, I'm going to go through a building phase where I'm also going to gain a little bit of body fat because that's going to allow me to build muscle the most efficiently. And then I'm going to go through a fat loss phase where I'm okay with the fact that I might just be maintaining in order to lose a little bit quicker, because across the course of the year, that's going to be what will allow me to make the quickest progress. Anything else to add as far as who shouldn't attempt body recomp?
Well, I think that the people who you're identifying as like, I think I'm in this third camp where I already have a good amount of muscle, and so let's just get into fat loss. Those are the ones where when you get into fat loss, it's very slow and grindy. Like, it's pretty apparent that that's not the thing that you need whenever you get into it. Would you agree with that?
That's a good point as well. Like, you probably aren't great at the skill of fat loss yet. Is that what you're meaning?
Yeah, or it's just something that you've been trying for so long because you still think like, I've got the muscle. I don't need to do a build phase. Like, I have people, I don't want to call out anybody, but like, I can think of people who have told me, like, I just really need to get leaner. I have a good amount of muscle. Like, I have enough muscle for me to be happy with it. I just want to get leaner. And that those are the people where when you go into fat loss, it's slower, it's grindier. This is what they've been trying on their own for an extended amount of time. And so those are typically the people who it's like, well, actually, if you were to shift your focus and try to build for the next 6+ months, you're going to see, just like Janae did, you're going to see a huge difference in your physique versus just trying to chase that little bit of fat loss that you think is going to be the thing that unlocks this physique for you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's that people who think they're in that category almost always fall into one of the first two categories. Again, like, it's just like being able to, and you might not be able to accurately assess your physique, and that's okay, right? A coach can help you with that as well. If it is truly like you are a very lean person or a pretty lean person, and again, it's like, man, just like a couple more pounds and I'll be there. But again, like, I've also worked with clients who, like, I think that I need to lose like 5 pounds. And I've thought this myself again, like, I think I need to lose like 5 to 10 pounds to get like super lean. In reality, it's like, hey, we're looking at like probably 30. So again, like in that that case, oftentimes it's like that person also, there's a lot left on the table as far as your training effort. So again, that almost kind of goes back to the first category. So I think it can go either of those two as well. But yeah, that's a very good point.
That's typically like fat storage patterns. We're holding it around like our glutes, our legs.
That's very, very true.
Arms and chest. And it looks like there's a good bit of muscle under there, but then it's just like, for me, I just keep losing my glutes whenever I go through a fat loss phase. And it's like, oh, those weren't actually glutes. That's body fat there that was disguised as muscle underneath.
No, that's very true as well. your body fat storage patterns do make a huge difference, right? And I don't think people, because typically when people are looking at how lean am I, they're just looking at their abs, right? And for a lot of women, your body fat storage patterns will be more so dominant towards your glutes, thighs, right? Where it's easy to like, I just built my glutes a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you haven't actually added as much there as you might think. Sometimes you have, but a lot of times we haven't. And it's actually like, I've been there myself, right? Where like, for the longest time, I felt like this has changed, but I felt like for the longest time, it was like, until I got to like 200 pounds, it would just all come off of my like butt, like my butt and my thighs would just, so it was like, man, I lost like 15 pounds and I can like always see like my upper few abs. I guess I have like female body fat storage patterns, but I can like always see my upper few abs, but then it's like glutes, thighs, where I'd be like, man, I've lost like 15, 20 pounds and I haven't changed. My body hasn't changed at all, except for my butt looks smaller and like my legs look smaller. So again, I think it's just easy to like misunderstand that until you've gone through it as well.
Yeah. And that's why it's so helpful to have a coach that's taking you through it, who has seen this with hundreds of people and can help identify the most direct path for you. Cause it's so easy to spend years chasing the wrong thing that you think is going to get you there, where you could just like change direction for the next few months, have a much more productive time, and then actually get where you want to go so much faster.
Absolutely. All right, team. Well, that is all we have for y'all for today, as far as intro to the topic, understanding what body recomposition is, who it is and isn't a good fit for. Now, next week, we will be digging into the foundational principles for building a healthy, responsive body. So basically optimizing hormone, thyroids, et cetera, kind of again, that foundation that allow your body to be extremely responsive to everything else we're going to be talking about, as far as the nutrition, the training, the cardio, the supplementation. As always, if you'd like to apply to work with our team, click the link in the show notes and we will catch you guys next time.